Proclamation number 5033 of 4th of January, 1951. Suitability for teaching ministry. Awaken spirit. Ability to judge. A teaching activity also requires one's own intellectual thinking. It requires being completely permeated by knowledge which the human being is now to pass on. Only the person whose will is first willing to increase his knowledge in order to be able to fulfill his task, who therefore first allows himself to be taught by me before he can carry out his task, receives the assignment to be active as a teacher from me. Hence he has to let his intellect and heart participate. He cannot only accept spiritual knowledge with his heart and switch off his intellect, thus be a mediumistic tool of the beings of the kingdom of light, but as an earthly human being he has to utilize the spiritual gift, thus submit it to his intellect so that he, too, professes it and can now represent it to his fellow human beings as logical and claiming faith. The intellect must not be switched off, because the eternal truth, which is the content of the teaching, is again first received by the intellect before it touches the heart of the listener. For humanity itself is not yet able to directly receive truthful spiritual knowledge, which is then first conveyed through the heart. It still has to be brought to people from outside and thus first presented to the intellect, and therefore the spiritual knowledge has to be able to withstand every intellectual examination. Hence it is also to be understood that people are suitable for spreading my gospel if they possess a clear faculty of judgment themselves, if their intellect is awakened. Although the awakened spirit is first required in order to be able to receive the truth from me directly, in order to be instructed in higher wisdom as my pupil. Only then can a teaching ministry be administered correctly on which countless people's salvation depends, because only truth leads to the aim. Thus I prepare the disciples of the last days for myself. I know how urgently necessary it is to spread the pure truth amongst people, and I also know who is suitable for spreading it, both in terms of their soul and their physical constitution. Soul and body are in harmony with those who are to serve me, yet their serving tasks are also different. I do not assign all of them to teaching activities because their abilities are different. Nevertheless, all who belong to me can exert their influence on their fellow human beings by setting an example through their way of life, which is often more successful than speeches and teachings. Therefore everyone shall serve according to his ability, and everyone will be placed by me in the place where he can work if love for me and his fellow human beings impels him to do so. But anyone who is destined for teaching activity will be introduced to his office by me myself, and his will and his love for me will also guarantee him the right success. Amen.